Hello! Yes, it's DJP's Rock Vinyl, here with you for the last day of Lockdown 2. Hooray! Yes, here we are, on the last day of Lockdown 2. We've made it! And we've got to the year 1995. So, we're going to start off with this track. This is for my sister, Carol, and she's asked for Oasis with the track Roll With It. This track reached number 2, but more of that later. It was part of the media frenzy of what was called the Battle of Britpop. This track sold 216,000 copies in the first week. But who were they up against to get the number one spot? Find out later. But for now, let's just roll with it. Time to get your attitude on with Oasis.
I'm trying.
Oasis there. We roll with it. And yeah, I think we've all been rolling with it, haven't we? With lockdown 2. And now it's tier 3, 2, 1. So it's 1995. We've travelled all the way through the 70s and 80s. Halfway through the 90s to get to this point. And this is the next song from 1995. And this has been requested by Jess. And she's requested a track from Bobby Brown. And she wanted the track to Can Play That Game. Now, this originally came out, I think, the previous year. But then it was re-released and reproduced, if you like, by K-Class. And this is that version because it reached number 3 in the UK charts. And this is apparently known as a piano house banger. I've no idea what that means. But here it is, Bobby Brown, Two Can Play That Game for Jess. Trap. Bobby Brown put you there with Two Can Play That Game, a piano house banger. But yes, hope you've enjoyed that one. Now, who have we got next? I'm just going to check for you. Oh, yes. I think I know this one. Now, this is for my daughter, Rachel, who's requested this one. And this is a track from Bjork. Yes, it's 95. So we've got some Bjork. And it's the track, It's Oh So Quiet. Now, did you know that this track is actually a cover of a song originally recorded by Betty Holton? And it was, her record was released in 1951. Now, Bjork's version got to number 4 in the UK, and she recorded it as a thanks to her touring team, because on the bus they were used, they kept playing it, the original version, so she recorded her own version. Now, I think you know how this one goes. Shh, Bjork, it's oh so quiet. For Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bjork, with It's Oh So Quiet. And then it wasn't suddenly. I hope that brought back some memories. Right, we move on now to the next track. And this one is for Philip. He's requested this one. Apparently this is, I think it reached the top 100 of one of the best guitar-based records ever. In some poll somewhere, but it's the Smashing Pumpkins and their track, which is called Bullet with Butterfly Wings. And this won a Grammy actually for best hard rock performance, and it actually reached number 20 in the UK. Smashing Pumpkins.
Thank you.
Smashing Pumpkins there. Woo, that was good, wasn't it? And that was what was it? It was Bullet with My Something or Other. Yeah.
The world is a vampire.
The world is a vampire. And something about a rat in a cage in there as well. Anyway, that's a new one for me, really. I haven't really been exposed to that one. So that's new for me, and I enjoyed it. I had a good thrash around there. So we come on to the next track for 1995, and we're carrying on with the Britpop sort of theme with this band. And I think many people consider these probably to be the best band from that period. The last time I saw Jarvis Cocker, he was going round on the Lunchtime Antique Show with that nutter from, I can't remember now. I think it was Bez or somebody. I don't know. Anyway, Jarvis Cocker, yeah, with Pulp. And this is the pick from Tim. And this track, Common People, reached number 2. And as I said, some say that this is the defining track of Britpop. And apparently Jarvis came up with the music for this, with the tune, on a Casio tone keyboard. Just shows what you can do, Common People.
St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me where the dump was loaded. I said, my case on the room, Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. Said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see what common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand. I went to fight you for my shot. Cut your hair.
Common People from Pulp there. Hope you enjoyed that one, and that was for Tim. So that was our second Britpop band. And we'll now go on to this next track. And this is my pick, yes. As always, I have some picks, and it's 95. And one could say that this is one of the original... one of the original Britpop bands. Well, you could do. This track is called Free as a Bird. And it was released in 1995 by the Beatles. Yeah. Now, the original part of this track was recorded as a home demo by John Lennon in 1977. Paul McCartney, after John's death, received a tape from Yoko Ono of John playing this track, just his vocals and the piano. Now, Jeff Lynne of ELO, helped produce the song. All he had was the vocals and piano on the same track. But then, of course, George Harrison, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr recorded around that track and produced this, which got to number 2 in the UK. Free as a Bird from the Beatles. Bird there from the Beatles. Great track. And apparently the rest of them tried to record it as if John had done his bits, and they said it was like he'd just gone off for a cup of coffee, and that's how we were trying to think about it, which I think was a nice thought. So, Free as a Bird there from the Beatles. And guess what? Next track from 1995 is another pick from me. You lucky people. Yeah, I'm having another one because it's the last day of lockdown 2 and we're in 1995. And I'll pick this track for a few reasons. I suppose one of them is it's 50 years old, the original version of this track. This year, 50 years old. And interestingly, it was covered by this band. Now, some people, I think this band wrote it, because they didn't. It's The Man Who Sold the World. Now, the original track, of course, was written by David Bowie, and it was on his album called The Man Who Sold the World. But then, in November the 18th, 93, at an MTV Unplugged session, Nirvana played this track. And people just absolutely went mad for it. Now, this was actually recorded only a few months before Kurt Cobain's sudden death. So, I told you who the original was by, but who also recorded it and had a number three hit with it. I'll just say it was a female singer. What are you thinking about that? Here we've got Nirvana, The Man Who Sold the World. I was a strand. there for Nirvana and the Man Who Sold the World. Some bands or artists do covers, don't they? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. To me, it was almost like Bowie wrote that song for Nirvana. I think that's a brilliant version of it. Worth a look on YouTube as well. So have a look for it. Seeing Kurt and the band there. And who was the lady singer then that also had a hit with it? It was Lulu. Yes, Lulu had a hit with it. David Bowie thought she'd do a good job singing it. It's a good track, actually. You go and have a listen for that one as well. Right, guess what? We're coming to the last track of the Lockdown 2 DJP's Rock Vinyl Sessions. Yes, I can't believe it either. We've travelled a long way. We're here in 1995. Britpop is going everywhere. So it's fitting that we finish with this track. Now this track I have chosen again, but the reason I've had another pick is because my son Harry was born in 95, and this track is for him. I know he likes the lead singer and songwriter for this band. It's Damon Albarn, and this is Blur. Yes, we started with Roll With It with Oasis, and as I explained before, there was a big media frenzy between that single and this single, Country House from Blur, to see who would be number one. And Blur won. They sold 270,000 copies in the first week to take the number one slot and beat Roll With It from Oasis, who got 220,000. Yeah, it was all a bit of a media thing. Anyway, let's finish the Lockdown 2 Sessions for 1995 and for the whole series with Blur and Country House.
Country, something's on his chest.
we had Blur with Country House, which got to the number one spot in 1995. And that concludes DJP's Rock Vinyl Lockdown 2 sessions. Yep, that's it, folks. But what can I say? I've really enjoyed doing it. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I'm going to try and do one video and put that up after this, particularly because my sister Carol likes to see me dance, apparently. So I'm going to do that. Whether it'll be muted or not, I don't know. We'll see. The other thing I was thinking of, if anyone's interested, is, yeah, Christmas is coming. So what I thought we might do is, if you all send me your three favourite Christmas-related, winter-related, December-related songs, and when I say songs, it could be anything. So it could be pop, rock, prog rock, grunge rock, whatever. It could be classical. It could be orchestral. It could be a theme from a film. Anything. So just send me your three favourites and then I'll try and do something with them. Okay? Not promising it'll be tomorrow, but at some point over this period, up to Christmas, I'll try and put something together. So if you're up for it, three Christmas songs, please. Okay, hope you've got all that. Hope you've enjoyed the Lockdown 2 sessions. That was 1995. This is DJP's Rock Vinyl saying see you soon. Bye for now.